A service of prayer and remembrance was held today at Washington's National Cathedral, a towering Gothic landmark that can be seen from almost anywhere in Washington on its hilltop in the city. The Cathedral Boys Choir sang several hymns. The men and women who lead the country joined firefighters and rescue workers who've been working for several days at the Pentagon crash site. At President Bush's request, clergy of many faiths, including an Islamic cleric, were present and part of the service. The Reverend Billy Graham spoke and prayed with the people gathered at the cathedral. He began by thanking the president.
President and Mrs. Bush, I want to say a personal word on behalf of many people. Thank you, Mr. President, for calling this day of prayer and remembrance. We needed it.
When President Bush spoke, he talked of the losses of family members and friends who died when the World Trade Center crumbled, who were at their desks at the Pentagon when an airplane plowed into the building.
We will read all these names. We will linger over them and learn their stories. And many Americans will weep.
But even in this setting, speaking from the pulpit in the enormous sanctuary of the National Cathedral, the president talked of war and retribution.
Just 3 days removed from these events, Americans do not yet have the distance of history. But our responsibility to history is already clear: to answer these attacks and rid the world of evil. War has been waged against us by stealth and deceit and murder. This nation is peaceful, but fierce when stirred to anger. This conflict was begun on the timing and terms of others. It will end in a way and at an hour of our choosing.
Quoting from another president who took this country into war, President Bush said, "Today we feel what Franklin Roosevelt called the warm courage of national unity." Unity against terror, President Bush said, is now spread across the world. The United States was attacked, he said, because we are freedom's home and defender. The commitment of our fathers, President Bush said, is now the calling of our time. Prayer service ended with the battle hymn of the Republic, and as people walked out of the cathedral, the bells were tolling. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.